Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central. Celebrating 10 years of award-winning car talk, this is the In Wheel Time car show, your weekly go-to all things automotive place. Coming up, this week's event calendar, Conrad has This Week in Auto History, and you get updated on the stories making car news headlines this week. Howdy, along with Mike Out of This World Mars, King Conrad DeLong, Jeffrey, we need more Jeff Zekin.
We do.
I'm Don Armstrong, sometimes known as Davy Crockett.
Donnie Crockett.
It's got a ring to it.
Donnie Crockett.
It sounds like a rock band drummer or something.
Oh, okay. I know one of those.
Donnie Crockett?
No, rock band drummer.
Oh. I do too. His name is Jeff Zekin.
Yeah.
Anyway, glad you could join us. Thank you, Kathy Zekin, for all of our Halloween decorations.
Yeah. Oh, you got a spider on yours? Mm-hmm. Mars has got a spider, too? I think he ate it.
I have the crow. Oh.
Are you counting crows?
Counting crows.
Oh, my.
I was waiting for a cat on one side, but it's not.
I think he's going to eat it later.
We had a cat over here.
You got a cat? Oh, yeah. You got the cat. It's kind of hard to see because everything's black.
Oh, I know. We turned down the lights to set the ambiance.
The mood.
As Don would say, the Christmas ambiance, but it is.
You still can't see any of it because it's on a black tablecloth.
You could hold it up.
Hold it up.
There's the black pumpkin.
The boo pumpkin.
Boo.
Jeff wants Jeff wants to be your boo.
Boo.
We got booze.
And boo.
Booze.
We have booze later.
Booze later. I don't want any booze today.
Oh, and she brought breakfast, too. You should have seen that earlier.
They were
amazing.
Good.
All right. Well, time now for our first guest of the day. And his name is Eric Allen.
He
is from Deadpool.
Well, Eric's a friend of mine from the car world. And he dresses in costume as Deadpool. And, you know, some people for the holiday dress in costume. Some people hand out candy. Eric brings joy to kids by dressing in costume and going to visit them. Eric, how you doing?
Hi, how's it going?
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about who you are and why you do this.
Well, my name is Eric Allen. That's who I am, why I do this, because kids need to have a good time.
Yes, they do.
And obviously you're a kid at heart because, you've gone to the extent of buying an expensive costume and wearing it. And I'm all for that.
Is that really Eric in there? Can we really
tell? No, that's Deadpool in there.
Oh, that's Deadpool.
Okay. All right.
I never saw Deadpool. So you're going to have to explain all the Deadpool thing to me.
He's a Marvel Comics superhero.
Okay.
Oh.
Who I believe was a special forces military guy who after discharge was diagnosed with cancer. And
that's correct.
And tell us the rest of the story.
Well, he's the merc with the mouth. He's a sarcastic, goofy fella. That's who I am on the inside. Everybody's always told me you would make a great Deadpool. So here I am.
Well, cool. And with that, you know, I know you will go to kids' parties, but you'll also go visit some of the kids. I know with COVID, it's kind of changed a bit, but you'll actually go visit some of the kids.
The pediatric wards and things?
In some of the hospitals.
Yes, all of our hospital visits got put off because of the COVID. But I get the opportunity to go to some of the kids' homes. Some of these children are in hospice care. So I get a chance to try to put a smile on their face.
And
they love the suit. They love the silliness of the car.
And what brought you to this? What caused you to make this decision to spend this kind of effort to bring so much joy to the kids?
I didn't have much of a childhood myself growing up. And I always wished that somebody would come by and make me happy. And I just wanted to make sure that all the other kids get that opportunity that I never had.
Well, I think it's great that you're doing this, but I don't know if I could do it. I mean, you going to see kids in hospice and things, that would be tough. So I congratulate you and I applaud you for doing that.
Agreed.
Thank you.
So tell us about the car behind you, because it looks like it's track ready.
Oh, that is the Kim's car. We picked this up as a used Mustang, did some work to it. Kim's Tea House started sponsoring us, paying us monthly. They paid for the vinyl wrap on it. And Kim's Tea House started hosting our events.
So
we're doing 4-6 car meets every month for the last few years. All the money that we take in from our VIP parking and raffle ticket sales, all of that money goes to kids in need, whether it's to buy toys for Christmas or get a kid a wheelchair. Anything we can do, 100% of what we make with this car goes right back to the kids.
Where is Kim's Tea House located?
They've got 4 locations. One's on Westheimer near Willcrest, Highway 6 in Bel Air, Mason Road in Katy, and Highway 6 down towards West Little York.
Now, do you have the car shows at all 4 locations?
It was 2. We started at Westheimer, but because a lot of the bad behavior, the stigma, if you will, from the car scene, the events got shut down. Hmm. We've never been shut down. In 5 years, not one event has been shut down. The police support what we do, but Katy gave us the bigger location.
Gotcha. So great. It's now out in Katy. Very nice.
Cool.
Well, so obviously you must have lots of plans for between today and tomorrow evening.
Oh, yeah. Very booked.
Very booked. Are we starting off your Saturday?
Yes, you are. You're the first thing today.
Awesome.
Very nice. So, and where do you go from here?
From here, I'm going to go to a mall and meet up with the family to hang out with their son. I'll be giving him a ride on one of my motorcycles because he's never had the opportunity to do anything. And bring the smiles.
And do you ride the bike in costume?
Yes, absolutely.
What kind of bike?
Yeah, what kind of bike?
I've got a couple, but the popular one is a 2006 R1 Limited Race Edition.
Oh, gosh. It's a fast bike, too.
Oh, yeah, leader bike. And it's got a custom anime paint job on it.
Okay, okay. Anime being the Japanese cartoon.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of what you call it.
Cartoon.
Style.
Yeah.
Hey, if you get a sidecar for that bike, I'll ride with you.
Oh, outstanding. I'll make that happen.
I'm good. I'll sit back and
let's
watch.
Let's just be clear. That was Jeff Zika speaking.
I'm a sidecar kind of guy.
Eric, we also understand that you guys are going to be hosting a toy drive in December. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, December 18th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Kim's Tea House in Katy, we're going to have our 5th annual toy drive car meet. This year, we're going to change things up just a little bit and bring out anime, cosplayers, superheroes, pirates.
Oh, cool.
Just lots of fun for the kids. We'll have Power Wheels drag racing for the kids. And like our last few years, we'll bring out one of our real big race cars, not the kid-friendly car.
Oh.
So are you bringing a crew of anime people and cosplayers, or is this kind of an open invitation to those people who like to do those things to kind of show up and join in?
It's actually going to be both. We're going to bring our own, and we encourage everybody to show up and cosplay and bring a toy.
Well, Don and I have costumes on this morning, so we could come dressed as these people, you think?
Guy Fieri and Daniel Boone.
Just bring a toy, and you're welcome
you
to come.
There you go.
Well, and those toys. Yeah, those toy drives are pretty awesome. We've done them here on In Wheel Time in the past as well, and it's pretty awesome to see the philanthropy of the automotive community really show up and support these kinds of activities. So I'm glad you guys will be holding
yours. Yep. What other community do you know that supports? I mean, long-going car shows like we do, car events, car dealerships. This young man doing what he does, it's a community that goes on forever. What other organization does this?
I
can't think of any.
So have you had the Mustang out at the track?
Yes, I have.
And what kind of how quick is it?
It's not that quick. It's we try to make it look the part so kids get that wow factor when they see it. I think my best track time was a low 9.
A what?
A low 9.
Low 9s.
Wow. That's pretty fast.
I was waiting for him to say a 15, but a low
nine. Thinking, oh, yeah, okay, a 12-second street car, but a nines?
Yeah, I was thinking calendar.
So it's not necessarily...
talking about the eighth mile now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the eighth mile. Okay. See, we still live in the quarter mile world. So we're thinking, really, yeah. 09's
Jeff lives in the kilometer world.
Yeah. Calendar world, that's right.
It's still pretty quick.
Well, we've got Baytown going away, so we all got to get used to that eighth mile.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. It'll be sad when Baytown departs, but they're going to have a great event for
great going away party.
April 2022. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure Seth will put on a big show.
Absolutely.
Well, Eric, thanks so much for joining us today. Good luck. We'll let you get on with the day because I know you've got a jam-packed day today and tomorrow. So take care. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you.
And we'll keep sharing your Kim's Tea House toy drive, and that's going to be December 18th at Kim's Tea House in Katy.
All righty. You'll have a great day.
Oh, thank you very much.
He's going to go kick some butt now. There you go.
I think, wasn't that the floor jack handle?
I don't know.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty heavy.
I love it.
Well, let's... take a look at, while I'm doing this, you get ready for your Today in Auto History. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to remind everybody that we'd love to hear from you. Just shoot us an email. The address is info@inwheeltime.com. This Week in Auto History, brought to you by Conrad DeLong.
So in 1908, Champion incorporated the Champion Ignition Company in Flint, Michigan, with the backing from Buick Motor Company, which I was surprised to read that Buick was involved in incorporating Champion ignition systems.
What happened to Champion spark plugs?
They're still out there.
But they don't advertise. They do nothing. No,
they don't have to.
You know, and considering
they don't have to.
AC Delco is such a big part of General Motors, and Buick was helping Champion. I just thought it was odd. Mm-hmm. After the Allied victory in World War II, Porsche, like other German industrialists, Ferdinand Porsche, like other German industrialists, were participating in the German war effort, and he was put in jail for a couple of years.
Wow.
And after he got out of jail, he created the 956, the iconic look of a Porsche. Now, this is like a sub-100 horsepower, four-cylinder, air-cooled engine in the back. But even the 956 Coupe, you still can see the design of Porsche today in the 911, in the current version of the 911. In 1954... Chevrolet introduced the V8 engine, known as the small block. Engineer Ed Cole was credited with leading the design of the engine, and the first generation small block began with was installed in the 1955 Chevrolet Bel Air, and also offered in the Corvette. Got to remember the first couple of years of Corvette were inline six cylinders only with the little blue flame six.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then in 1957, 2 months after a three-man team of Toyota guys flew over to Los Angeles to survey the market, Toyota introduced
this
car, the Toyolette. No, I'm just joking.
It's Toyolet. I like that car.
But,
Toyolet.
Well, it's Toyo Pepet. It's T-O-Y-O-P-E-T, Crown.
Yeah, Olay.
And then they also sold... So in 1958, after the introduction, they sold 287 of these vehicles, which I think is kind of ugly.
You think? Really?
They sold one Land Cruiser. And if you switch to the next picture, Jeff, they'll see the
Land Cruiser.
And the Land Cruiser, you could definitely tell, is a redesign of our favorite Jeep of World War II.
You bet.
That has the four-slot grille going sideways.
But that was the beginning of Toyota. You know, they sold 288 vehicles in 1958.
That car. Ugh. like the Hudson.
Mm-hmm. In 1963, like Ferrucci Lamborghini, after getting mad at Ferrari for not fixing the clutch in his Ferrari, Ferrucci Lamborghini made tractors in Italy. Well, they introduced the 350 GTV, and that is this car here. It was debuted at the Turin Auto Show.
Do those headlights flip down, do you know?
Yes.
Okay.
And then in 1980, General Motors announced a $567 million loss, the biggest quarterly drop ever posted by an American auto company. Pre-tax, the loss topped $953 million. And then in 2009, General Motors said, "Hold my beer." Sorry.
That's a Ford.
In 2006, the last Ford Taurus was produced.
Oh, okay.
And the final Ford Taurus was actually purchased by Truett Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A, and put into his museum collection of final built vehicles. I just thought that was a cool little story. That silver Ford Taurus was the final one made.
Hmm. Now, you say Truett. Isn't that the same name of the stadium that the Braves play in?
Is it? I don't know.
I think it's Truett Stadium. T-R-U-I-T?
No, that's different. This is Truett Cathy, again, the owner, founder of Chick-fil-A. Okay. And Truett passed away a number of years ago.
I just didn't know because I think the stadium
But they're still closed on Sundays.
Sunday. Well, that's they're strong in their faith. Mm-hmm. And the story is they sell more on the 6 days than some places sell in seven.
Yep.
So. You know, you go past the Chick-fil-A, they have the drive-through figured out.
Oh yeah,
and you know it's so funny because in the beginning when they started doing drive, they used to not have drive-through.
Right,
and when they started doing drive-through, it was all jacked up. Yeah. It was a mess. But man, I'm telling you, they must have had some high-priced somebody come along and say, "This is the way to do it." Let me tell you, they can put more cars through the drive-thru than you can stand in line inside and get your order.
Oh, very true. You got to remember, Chick-fil-A actually originated as that little chicken place inside the mall. And it wasn't until maybe about 10, 12 years ago that they started building these standalone Chick-fil-A's. But I'll tell you, they know how to do drive-through, and if the federal government was smart, they'd get Chick-fil-A Chick-fil-A to handle the all the ships offshore to get them unloaded.
And just the voting process. Yeah, really.
Yeah, because ours, they've gone in, they've
created
a double line, and they put a canopy up over it and stuff to keep people out of the sun, and they push them through. You only go to the window to pick up. You don't order anymore. You just pick up.
Yep. And the more spirits you drink, the more spirits you see.
You all are jealous, aren't you?
Yes, your long mane and tail.
Long mane and tail. There you go.
We know, Don, originally, before your hair turned gray, that's what it looked like. It looked like a raccoon.
Like a raccoon.
And you had a rat tail. When were the rat tails? In the 80s or the 90s?
No,
you had
real
short
duck
hair.
Tail.
I got the duck tail. It's the shelf. But the rat tail, the little skinny thing growing on the side.
I remember what you're talking about.
Google rat tail.
Google rat tail.
He's very
actually my Austin, my son. He didn't have any choice because he was just a little kid. But we had grown him a rat tail. And my grandmother always wanted to just kind of snip it off.
Did he have earrings?
No, he did not. He has nothing pierced and nothing tattooed.
It seems running
that
your
you
family,
know of.
I know both of my kids. Neither one of them like needles, and neither one of them are. Well, my daughter has her ears pierced.
Okay, well that makes sense.
But nothing else.
Okay.
My mind is racing right now.
I know.
Yeah, as you're flicking your tail.
And it has nothing
your
to
Halloween
do with your children. It has everything
your
to do
Halloween
with you.
Your Halloween costume.
He's rubbing that tail. I think it's growing.
And I love the way the light flickers there in front of you on the crow, on the
every
crow
time
lantern.
The old crow. Every time he touches his tail, it grows.
The old
I'm
crow.
Telling you. The tail's getting bigger.
Bushier.
Okay. Yeah, right. Nice. Here we
Can
go.
Can you tell this is our Halloween show?
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't heard, it is our Halloween show. Mr. Mars, what are you doing down there? You've contributed pretty much nothing.
What?
What are you doing down there?
Well, he got Eric on the air.
That's right.
He's got Elon Musk.
And then did nothing else. Deadpool, not dead man. Deadpool.
So he's batting, what, 50?
You don't get anybody
fighting 500 now.
You don't get anybody else on, you're going to be the dead man around him. Wait.
Is our next guest ready?
Well, no, it's not time.
Well, it is time.
It's 11 minutes till he's on.
Till the top of the hour.
So he should be dialing in as we speak, right?
Now, yes.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Okay. Cool.
Well,
he's not, but now he should be.
Now he should be. So, new study finds that the average service costs for an electric vehicle after 36 months on the road are a third of service costs for a gasoline-powered vehicle at the three-year mark. On average, it's costlier to maintain an EV in its first year than it is to maintain an internal combustion engine vehicle, according to Deep View True Cost Data, out Thursday from analytics and data company We Predict. But that switches when an EV hits the three-year mark. EV owners shell out $123 on average for service when their car is 3 months old, and $306 on average when their car is 1 year old. Gas vehicle owners spend $53 and $189, respectively, at those same milestones. At 3 years, this flips. EV service costs average $514, and gasoline vehicle service costs an average of $749.
And at some point, battery replacement pops in there in the future, and that's when the price goes sky high.
It goes what?
Sky high. I was trying to go up an octave.
Don't do that.
Yeah, you might hurt yourself. Yeah.
My shoes aren't that tight.
Oh, boy.
No, you're wearing flip-flops today, aren't you?
No, he's got his tennies on.
My Birkenstocks.
Birkenstocks.
God. Okay, yeah, with socks. I love that.
They are quite festive.
Black socks.
Very festive.
Tesla on Sunday rolled back the latest version of its full self-driving, or FSD, beta software less than a day after its release, after users complained of false collision warnings and other issues. You think they would have vetted all of that out of there. But
well, it means pay attention. You're driving a car. Don't just let go.
The setback comes as Tesla is under regulatory scrutiny over the safety of its semi-autonomous driving technology, which it calls FSD. Seeing some issues with 10.3, so rolling back to 10.2 temporarily, according to Elon Musk's post on Sunday. He said, please note this is to be expected with beta software. It is impossible to test all hardware configurations in all conditions with internal quality assurance. Hence, public beta, he said.
Well, like I said, I really believe this autonomous hands-free driving thing that so many of the manufacturers are now promoting, because you see the Cadillac and now the GMC truck.
I have something to say about that. I'm going to interrupt you because I think that is a bad influence. I think that is terrible to show people to be driving and clapping and, you know, doing all this stuff, not touching. I think that's just bad.
Well, I think it encourages people to drive hands-free, which I just don't think is a good
idea. There's going to be some knucklehead in 1995.
What was the one in spring? You know, just recently that was found
where it was so destroyed by the ultimate fire that they didn't think that there was anybody in the driver's seat. But now they're saying they think that there was somebody in the driver's seat, but because of the collision and the fire, somehow the bones got thrown over into the passenger seat.
Mm-hmm. I'm calling
BS. Focus.
Yeah, BS is a good way to put it on that.
I just think that's a bad thing to show people.
And the car is not supposed to go unless they are strapped in.
Yep.
I don't believe there's any way that could happen.
Well, unless you're in a, you know, I don't know.
And apparently a lot of other people don't know.
What I see
is the bottom line is that it was in the autonomous mode.
Yep. Yes.
Speeding down the road, missed the curve, and hit a tree. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I see this whole software change that Tesla's doing and that other manufacturers are going to do is going to give you collision warning much more sensitive than it was, which is exactly what your article was complaining about, because it's going to say, hey, idiot, put your hands on the wheel and drive the car.
Thank you.
You're out here in traffic, you goober. Doesn't matter how much you paid
dumb
for
goober.
Your Tesla. How much you paid for your Tesla, you still need to drive your car. You know, this isn't a fully autonomous world yet.
Oh, and when let's it clap is, our hands. Let's
what
do all this.
The next, to me, the next step of autonomous car is going to be the inter-car communication. Your car talks to my car, talks to Mike's car, talks to Jeff's car.
Does it have a lisp?
But the problem with that, though, is how long is it going to get to progress to where the flow of the traffic is able to talk to each other?
Because there's still somebody out there with their 1970 Oldsmobile that doesn't talk to
that's driving with no hands.
And it's not talking to anybody.
It doesn't drive because it doesn't have an ignition switch.
Ba-dum-bum. There is that, too.
Wow.
But, you know, but that's the progression of all of this. And they may build highways that are only for the autonomous cars.
Well, and to that point, that's a big problem right now is the fact that infrastructure is not there to support all of that.
Correct.
On all of the roadways and highways.
On any of
and
it.
The other thing is that it's not supposed to be autonomous on, off, let me put it this way, off of the highway.
Right.
On the highway it is, because it looks at the lines on the roadway.
As long as they're there.
Until you get to where there's a turn off of the roadway and there is no line.
Or the exit ramp. It doesn't understand what an exit ramp is.
Because there's no line there.
Correct.
So keep your hands on the steering wheel, or we're going to come get you.
Don't buy a car because of that, for God's sakes.
And they just opened up the freeway, the ramp going to the Galleria 610, and the other one going, and that those ramps weren't supposed to be open until March of next year, and now they're open many months in advance. How did that happen?
Probably
because they were
kind of
closed every weekend the entire summer.
And probably some kind of reward for the construction company to be in early.
But how good are the materials they use? That's my concern.
Yeah. Grade C.
Yeah.
That's it for this hour of In Wheel Time. After a quick break, we're back. So stay with us.
Whether you own a newer car or want to keep your older one humming along for a while longer, think of Bayway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Bayway Chevy, and Bayway Lincoln to keep things in tip-top shape. From oil changes to major repairs, you can depend on the highly skilled service pros at Bayway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Bayway Chevrolet, and Bayway Lincoln to perform fast, efficient service to keep your investment running strong. For all your service needs, remember Bayway. Schedule your next appointment online anytime. Bayway, keeping it original.
Tailpipes and Tacos, Houston's premier monthly cruise in, will return Saturday, December 18th to the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy. Tailpipes and Tacos wants to thank all of the participants and fans who have enjoyed the collector cars, hot rods, customs, originals, and resto mods, and everything in between. We'll be taking a break for Thanksgiving and Autorama, but we'll be back for a great Christmas cruise in on December 18th, so make plans now. You know that Tailpipes and Tacos is the Houston area's coolest cruise in, a place you'll see friends, family, and the finest cruise in cars in the Houston area. It all happens at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy on the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard, just south of I-10. Get your ride ready for a very special Christmas cruise in, Loopy style. It's Tailpipes and Tacos, Saturday, December 18th. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show will be there, too. Let's celebrate the Christmas season together at the next Tailpipes and Tacos on December 18th. We'll see you then, weather permitting. Gulf Coast Auto Shield has moved to a more convenient location. Now you can visit John Gray and his staff of dedicated professionals at their new shop on the South Sam Houston Parkway between Belford and Airport in Southwest Houston. Gulf Coast Auto Shield is the best at paint correction and ceramic coatings. Clear bras and custom wraps are specialties that only Gulf Coast Auto Shield installs with award-winning accuracy, and all their services come with a warranty. Lamborghini, Aston Martin, Porsche, and Ferrari owners depend on Gulf Coast Auto Shield for their specialty services, and you should too. The In-Wheel Time Corvette and Cutlass have both been massaged by Gulf Coast Auto Shield, so isn't it time your vehicle visit their new shop in Southwest Houston? Call John Gray today at 832-930-5655 or visit online at gcautoshield.com. That's gcautoshield.com. Paint, coatings, wraps, and more at gcautoshield.com.
That's it for this podcast episode of the In Wheel Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and our InWheelTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart Podcast, Podcast Addict, TuneIn, Pandora, and Amazon Music. Keep listening, and we'll see you soon.